Your sins are forgiven, my son.
I thought only God could do that.
Which is easier, to say his sins are forgiven, or say he get up and walk?
I've had reports of a young prophet of Nazareth. It's rumored he works miracles.
They all do.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Pray to him, and he will listen.
5,000 came to see him.
Your hunger for righteousness will be filled through me.
Okay, here's the deal. After the miniseries The Bible grabbed a huge audience on television, the life of Jesus has been pulled from it and edited into a feature film released as Son of God. However, it fails to make a successful leap to the big screen. It may have worked as a docudrama on TV, but Son of God is plagued with terrible low-res visual effects and overly narrated delivery in one of the most boring depictions of Jesus Christ ever committed to screen. Son of God presents Jesus as a ho-hum savior spouting platitudes you memorized years ago in Sunday school. Pardon the pun, but there's little or no passion in the performances of this film. Instead of being inspirational, Son of God comes across like a dull church service with the pastor droning on in monotone with scriptures you've heard a dozen times and offering nothing new in insight or revelation. Son of God gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.